To stay on top in business, stay on top of your technology with the new Business Desk podcast, The Business of Tech. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Staggering level of interest in the Sale GP series. Tickets are going very, very quickly. We thought this morning there were about 300 left. However, the actual number is even smaller than that. Event director Carl Budge is with us this morning. What are you down? How many got left?
We currently have 8 left, Tim, but there looks like there's 7 in an outbox at the moment. So, she's gone pretty well this morning.
Why do you think it's gone that well, apart from the fact that if you touch it, it turns to gold?
I'm not sure I can quite claim that one, but I think it just continues the theme we've had, really. Our corporate hospitality sold out within 24 hours, our premium lawn sold out within 24 hours, and assuming we get these last 8 tickets away before 9 a.m, then our public will as well. And I guess it just comes down to the growth we've really seen around the world. The SailGP is really breaking new territory when it comes to sailing. It's such an exciting, high-adrenaline style of product that I think people are just getting in behind it. We can't wait to bring it here.
It is exciting, isn't it? Because some of the boats get pretty close to 100 Ks.
Yeah, they do, and a really intimate course as well. So the Titan Harbour race courses, there'll be 9 absolutely identical boats. There's no advantage to any of the boats. They are 100% the same. And so when you put the best sailors in the world on identical racing machines and throw them into a very small space, it makes for pretty compelling viewing.
It's going to be pretty spectacular at Lyttelton as well.
Yeah, Lyttelton course is unbelievable. Not only has it got the absolute beauty of the Banks Peninsula as a backdrop, but it also the layout of Lyttelton means we can get the grandstands right up against the edge of the water and only about 40 metres back off the edge of the course. So, when you think these boats have wings 29 metres high, you're going to feel like you're right next to them. And if the conditions go the way the locals have said, then we're in for some pretty exciting racing.
So what chance of us having more than one event in future series?
Yeah, look, I think that's something that continually gets discussed. I think you look at the success we've had over the last few weeks, there's clearly an appetite for it. So, those are conversations we'll keep having. We've got a number of cities all around the world that want to get a SailGP race to their city. We're going up to 14 events from 11 this year, going into season 4 with 14 next year. So, that growth continues. But, New Zealand is clearly a really critical market for us, uniquely to any of the other markets in the world. We actually build all of the boats here in New Zealand. So the entirety of SailGP's operations are actually run out of Warkworth, where we deliver about $60 million back to that local economy each year. And so, there's a real special place in New Zealand for SailGP. In many ways, it is the home.
Appreciate your time this morning and congratulations on a job well done. Carl Budge, Director of SailGP, which is sold out, let's be honest about it.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
The World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.